Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's in the band. Coming out live.
Smile at me, smile at me.
We'll always
come down and shines again. Smile, give me reason to keep believing that everything ain't misleading. And I kiss the clouds on them rainy days and smile for you when the skies are gray, babe. Cause I'm a teardrop away from crying and a few shots away from dying. Dear Lord, would you shower my pain? Let it rain on me while I cherish the air I breathe. I'm an angel that can't soar, can't fly, and I imagine the Lord knows why.
Queen.
All right, good evening. Good evening, Jonathan Divas, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of your hosts, Storm, back in the doping Wednesday night. Diva Squad, Love Fantasy. With me, I do have one of my fellow divas. Diva, you in the building?
Yes, Great Queen is in the building.
All right, Miss Movetta will be joining us shortly. We are here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. This is adult, grown and sexy. So, very sexy, very grown. So, we are here. We talk about topics, politics. So we interview anyone that's looking to promote the business that they are doing. And we just give you the straight truth. We're not licensed to do this. We just do this because we love it. So, check us out every Wednesday night. So, with that being said,
hello,
how are you doing? Great thing.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
I heard. Hello, yeah. Hello. Yes.
Diva.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's happening? What's going on, ladies?
All right. That is Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better. So everyone is in the building this evening. Opened up pretty much. Just going to chop it up and see how you guys been, how the week has been thus far. And then we're just going to just jump right into it. The world's a mess. Everything's going on. People getting shot for ridiculous reasons. It's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
Just going to, you know, just chop it up real quick.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, folks. Welcome to Love Fantasy. It's Jesus. The best place to be on a Wednesday night. Y'all know how we do over here. The Diva Squad.
Yeah.
You know this again. This is Long Island's leading lady. My handle is Miss Mo Better. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature absolute. So we gonna get it chopping. We gonna get it popping up in here. We appreciate you callers and the listeners. You have to press that one in order to go on live, to leave a comment or give a shout out or whatever. Again, we're not here to blow anybody up, you know, to expose anybody for anything.
But we will.
Hello. But whatever the moment calls for, that's why my listen, we bring the necessary. we bring the necessary.
You heard me. It's a lot going on. But we did say press the one button, but the number to call, make sure you guys, you know, check us out, you know. Yes, pressing the one button is very important because you cannot talk to us without it. But the number to call is 319-527-6161. Press that one button. Well, how you ladies been? My week is crazy. My life is stressful. And I'm here. I'm left. How about you guys?
Listen, that's life
that
period now. In that order. That's just how life is running now, you know. People ain't peopling no more. All kinds of crazy stuff. All kinds of shenanigans, you know. So,
listen.
You know me.
Straight. I can't see straight. I got these new contact lenses. I got new glasses. Listen, I got new teeth. No, I do have teeth. I do.
I do have
teeth in my mouth. This is Ray Queen speaking. Y'all already know that. Anyway, hot, extraordinary. I got new teeth. I got it all. I'm just trying.
Oh my God. You just did a whole new woman. You go, girl.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Gosh. So, but nothing really going on this way. Just doing the norm. You know, doing that normal routine that we get into. You know how the complacency starts setting in, and you're programmed to do certain things every single day. Get up, fix lunch, go to work, come home, it's the same thing over and over and over again. So, you know, sometimes I speak on being selfish. Sometimes you have to be selfish because what happens is you end up giving so much of yourself that it's nothing left for you. So now you got to steal your time back. You almost have to steal your time back. Like, listen, this time right here, this is for me. Nobody allowed me here. You know, so
I know that's a fact. So I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, being selfish
is not
always a bad thing. No.
I'm trying to do it from a whole different. Yeah, I'm trying to do it from a whole different state right now, and I still gotta micromanage, which I don't like doing, and you know my kids and you know they don't like me to do it, but I gotta micromanage from a whole several states away. But you know what? It's working. And I'm so grateful to God that that I can even be of help to them. You know, unfortunately, guess what? I gotta micromanage. It is what it is.
Well,
God is good.
You know what?
And I believe in
it. When it comes to that, though, Ray. When it comes to that, as far as your parenting, it's different when you're a parent. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you have kids that are still growing, that are not established in their own family. And stuff like that. The nature in you is just gonna have you worry. I'm gonna worry about what you do. I am gonna worry because that's just the type of parent that you are. So you know, I wouldn't say that it's micromanaging. That's just a parent thing, especially that if you are involved with your kids' lives, that they grew up with you. That's, you know what I'm saying. So as a parent, we always want the best for our children. You know, and
amen.
Nowadays,
absolutely.
So immature, kids. So, a lot of these kids are so immature that you still have to parent them, even when they get to a certain age. You know, their age does not make them mature.
So, listen, I'm mature and all, but there are times where I like, you know, recently I've had to reach out to my own mother who's 70 something years old. Like, mama, pray for me, and I need, you know what I'm saying? So I'm so grateful that I'm able to be there. And I'm grateful that my mother is able to be there for me. I'm so grateful that I'm able to be here for my kids, and God is good, period, point blank. Life is great.
I want to give a quick shout out to all my folks in the yard that's listening. That's listening to the show. Yes, it's your girl, Miss Mo Better, a.k.a. Zeus, a.k.a. Ed. I got a few names, and I wear a few hats. So shout out to my people listening right now. So
I just want to say, when you said the yard, I was like, all right. I said, but you said the yard, and I'm like, wait a minute. And she got a crew that she not letting us know about? Hold up. The yard. I'm like,
in the yard, yes.
Y'all know Miss Mo Better is Miss Mo Better. Like, she's an artist. Look,
I'm
grandma.
I'm a kid of many trades.
Worker. She writes music. She do all that.
You better know.
So she wears many hats.
Yes. I just made me a Letterman jacket today, and I am so proud of myself. Like, girl, I'm going to send y'all a picture in a minute. But anyway,
all right,
that's what's up.
But just real quick, ladies, the world's going crazy, you know?
Yes.
The world's going crazy. There's a lot going on, you know? I just want to take a quick second towards the end of the show. You know what? I'm going to do it real quick. Right now, because I'll be getting on the road in a short period of time. Mom's sick, so I got to be, you know, making that trip to go visit her. So I'm going to be on then off, but I want to make sure that I do announce that on Friday night, we will be interviewing a DJ, DJ Chillax. We'll be interviewing him this Friday night, Love and Entertainment, Friday night with Rich Money and Storm. We'll be on this Friday, set between 7 and 8, so check us out then. GQ Powers does have a show on Tuesday's night, Love Sensation. Check us out then. We are doing a couple collabs with different people, trying to get involved in some different events that's going on. Storm will be hosting the AAECF event in Long Island in July. So we're definitely looking for, it's not GQ Palace's event, it's AAECF's event. Storm is just hosting it, that's me, your girl. But I've been given a job to look for sponsors and get people to do some drops, you know, so that's where I come to you ladies and other people that want to do some drops to, you know, support the cause. So it's actually an event that's going to be in Long Island. We did it last year for the first time, pretty much trying to put Suffolk County, Riverhead, really, back on the map. You know, it's going to be nice. So definitely I wanted to mention that. Nonstop Media will be having an event that's coming out soon, all the good stuff. And then above all of that, you can always sponsor GQ Palace Radio on all our shows that we have. We're always looking to collab with different people. Networking is definitely a major for us. We're definitely excited to do that. So if you know somebody that needs some help, that wants to do some promos, wants to do some drops, wants to sponsor the show, the shows, GQ Palace as a whole, check us out. You can reach out to Rich Money. He is the leader, you know, so you can definitely reach out to him, but you can reach out to any of us. Steve is here. And we'll definitely put you in the right direction. So with that being said, let's just get back real quick to how the world is going crazy. And people are getting shot for going to the wrong doors. You know, people getting shot for pulling up in the wrong driveway. So let's talk about this, ladies. What's your thoughts on the world as a whole and everything that's going on?
The crazy thing about that is, I'm going to go first this time. Normally I wait. This time I'm going to go first. the world hasn't gone wild. It's been wild. Now it's being exposed. It just so happens, it's unfortunate for what, has happened. with the girl being killed up in upstate New York and the kid. And where was that? I forgot where that was. However, those people are, they are who they've been. You know what I'm saying? It's just now it's just being exposed. So now you see with the world, with this country, with this country being so divided, where they have the National Rifle Association actually running this country. So it's like, okay, it's all about me, my guns, and protecting myself and standing my ground. And, you know, so all, with the NRA, there's no real laws to protect anybody from that. You know what I'm saying? They'll say stand my ground. And what I believe now is the federal government should start overriding the laws of each individual state. But see, to actually get deep into that, y'all would really have to go and read, because the United States is a corporation. There's the United States, and then there's America. Those are two separate entities.
Mm-hmm.
This is why there's mm-hmm. local governments, and then there's federal. You go state, and then federal and stuff like that, because they're different entities. So, but the NRA is who actually, the NRA and the Federal Reserve is who runs this country. And it's sad because people, innocent people, are paying with their lives for them to have some type of to feel as if they have some type of authority. And then they can use a person's skin color as a threat, and somebody's headlights as a threat. Because that's what happened with these last two. It, one girl, they got lost. They were lost. They were turning around, and this guy come out like he Rambo with some shit and just start shooting. Like, come on.
Yep.
How is that standing your ground? Like, come on, man.
Right. So, yeah, I'm just a little confused. So that means if someone comes up to my house, any of our houses, right, and they knock on our door, I can open fire?
Absolutely not.
Is that the example that they're setting here?
Absolutely not.
Because
absolutely.
I'm just
that's
saying,
exactly
me with my skin color, with me
yep.
and my skin color, I don't think that's going to fly. I'm just saying.
Yep, that's the fact. Yep. And
you knock
crazy.
On my door, I open fire. I don't think when the police come, let me rephrase that. I know that when the police come, I'm going straight to jail. Okay?
Yep.
I'm going straight to jail
yep.
as soon as they
no,
get here.
No questions asked.
So I'm just trying to figure out, like, how is this? And then I was trying to catch up to read. I know that the guy from upstate, they said that he had been charged. But the
yes, they both have
the young
they both
man.
Been charged.
Okay, that's what I was looking up to see if they had both been charged
yes,
or not, because
they,
the young man Ralph Yarl, he was in
the older man. He
was in Kansas
out.
City, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
he
man
was in
that
Kansas
shot
City,
him,
yeah, the 16-year-old.
The man that shot the 16-year-old kid, he bonded out. He you know. So he tried to use the excuse that, oh, because he's 84 years old, and then he saw a black man standing at his door. Now, if this black man was posing any kind of threat to you, why would he ring your doorbell?
84.
Why would he ring your doorbell?
84.
I mean, you got to make
84.
This make sense.
Well, 84, slavery days, probably own a few slaves around that age. Yeah,
he was 84 years old. Yep, he's 84 years old. So, but they were both arrested. The man upstate, he was charged with second degree murder, and the man in Missouri, he was charged with assault in the first degree. He had a couple of charges also. I'm not, you know, I don't know which offhand. I know he was charged with assault. So. You know,
okay.
But at this day and age, like, you know, I mean,
crazy.
Just because you're owning a gun, but again, the NRA is giving them these passes to say that, okay, because you're on my property, I can shoot you. No, you can't.
You just because they're on your property, that does not mean that you can go and shoot people. Now, if they were inside of your house, then that's something different. If they entered into your property, came inside your house,
or,
then that's something different.
Right, or if they're posing a threat, or if they're, even if they're not inside, if they're outside and they're trying to do violence or harm to you, then I can understand.
Right.
But a knock on the door and a turn around in your driveway and you open fire, I'm confused.
I haven't heard about the turnaround in the driveway, but I definitely heard about the one that, you know, with the boy mistakenly knocking on the door looking for his twin, you know, siblings, and the guy shot him.
Right.
I didn't know that there was one that went, that someone turned around in the driveway. What is going on in this world?
It
was a couple of girls in the car, and they were going to a friend's house. They got lost, and where the house was located, it wasn't a lot of space. So they used the driveway to turn around, and this man just come outside like some vigilante. Like, you idiot.
That is crazy.
Oh, my God. Y'all don't want to go in there.
Yeah.
And I know.
And then, you know what? I just want to say. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Diva.
No, I was just going to say, I just want to definitely say rest in peace to the babies, because they're babies to us, you know, that died in the car accident on prom night. I'm sure you guys heard about that.
Rest in peace to them
and our condolences to their family. A couple of people, you know, that got killed in that car accident. So definitely rest in peace to them. And
three died and one was
You just want to, like, reach out and just hug the family. You know what I'm saying? Because that right there, the big accomplishment of graduating alone, going to prom, and, you know, not coming home. You know, so just rest in peace to them. I'm sorry,
exactly.
guys. I wrote a couple things down to say, but I know what.
But see, my thing is, even with that,
on behalf of GP Pilots Radio.
My thing with that is, I wonder if, because I know out east, none of the kids are allowed to even drive to prom. They're not allowed. They can be either dropped off or they can take a bus, which they did. They had a bus where all the kids can get on one bus to go. So I'm like, you know, I wonder if they're going to, you know, implement that in all of the other schools. You know what I'm saying? Because
I know it. When my daughter first went to her first prom, they were so protective of the kids and of the, you know, what is going on, the families and all, that they made sure that if anyone was driving, if any of those kids were driving the prom, they checked their driver's licenses, who was riding with them, their parents, what vehicle, and all that stuff. If they were riding in limousines, it was what it was, but, you know, they checked that the limousine drivers were legit and that there was no alcohol. They really went ham when my daughter went to her first prom in 2017, 2017-18, and then 2018-19 when she went to the second prom. I don't recall having to do much because my daughter was of age then. But, and even fast forward to just driving, period. I myself got into a car accident Sunday. I didn't, you know, make it social, but I got into an accident this past Sunday. I was minding my own business. I was going to work, and I was at a stoplight, and I heard, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, and within the seconds, it was like slow motion. Boom! Next thing I know, I got hit from the back, and my sister, who was with me at the time, she did get hurt. Her neck was hurt, her back, and her leg. She was the driver. And I'm so super grateful that We were in my other sister's older van. You know how we all know how the older vehicles are made so tough. And
solid.
Oh my gosh, as a rock. And I didn't have a scratch, anything, but, you know, my older sister who was driving at the time, she already had some health issues and, you know, this, that, and the other. And, you know, her foot was on the brake at the time. We were at a stop light and got hit. And just the way that, you know, her body moved, she did get hurt and had to be taken away via ambulance and, you know, the fire rescue had to get her out of the car. But I'm so grateful that, you know, we are okay. But, the guy that hit two cars behind us was trying to look at his GPS to get to somewhere where he was going. He openly admitted to being at fault, hitting the car behind me and the car behind me. The couple was going to church, you know. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen. So just be aware at all times. Make sure you're wearing your seatbelt and make sure that you are insured and licensed at all times. And just be careful. Whether you're in the car, driving, riding, or whatever, just make sure at all times in life that you are paying attention to everything that you need to be paying attention to. Period, point blank. And I'm passing the mic. Prayers go up.
Definitely praying for you guys. Praying for your healing. Mm-hmm. Definitely, absolutely.
No.
You guys, you gotta be careful out there.
Sorry, y'all. I was a little zoned out for a second.
You gotta be, you know,
but
you gotta be careful.
I believe, that's why I think they should get it to where they have to take a bus or something. Because I don't know if y'all remember going to y'all farm back in the day, but I do. I know. We used to do that stuff back in the day. Stuff used to go on. Stuff went down prom night. You know what I mean? And now, they were in a Tesla. They were driving a Tesla. So there's a lot of safety problems and stuff with those kind of cars now. A lot of those cars they're too powerful for these kids to handle. And it looks nice on the pictures and all of that stuff. Yeah, it looks good. We pulling up. Yeah, we doing. But I think that's just a bit much. And it takes away from the prom to me, actually. But that's just my personal opinion. So, but it's just a sad situation. You know, it's terrible. You know? But, ladies, if I may... I wanted to touch you on something that we were speaking about last week, as far as what makes it hard for, because we spoke a lot about the children last week. Last week we were talking about protecting our children. However, I want to speak about what makes it hard for people to leave, because I've been having this conversation with different people all week, we were talking that how people are always taught, to fight to this, fight to stay, fight to do a lot of things, but nobody's ever taught to leave. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Those things are not taught because it makes it seem so negative. It makes it seem negative when you say leave. All right, you gotta leave. You gotta, you know. But sometimes that's necessary because that way. You're avoiding toxins. You're avoiding toxins, and a lot of times I'll leave to maintain a friendship. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's necessary. So what makes it hard for people to walk away, especially knowing when you have a messed up situation? What makes it hard to walk away?
I've stayed just to maintain a friendship. I've left just to maintain a friendship. I've done it all. And then finally, I got to a point, this is Ray Queen speaking, I got to a point where
I was literally, I mean, mind, body, soul, spirit, physically, mentally, everything. I was in the dirt, face to the dirt, ass to the dirt, body to the dirt, like literally. I had nowhere else to go. And I refused to turn to negativity, turn to the devil, turn to, you know. I made a phone call at 3-something in the morning, and I cried out to my family. And a few days later, I was on a flight one way. Fast forward 6 months ago to here where I am, safe and sound and starting a new life at age 50 in a different state. And I'm so glad and grateful that God put me in that position, because for so long with that, I struggled with giving up the power to who I knew that I trusted, who I knew would get me out. You know, I played tug of war with my faith, with my God. You know, I can't speak for anyone else, but I played tug of war with my God. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But you cannot win at a tug of war with someone who you trust. You cannot play tug of war with the person in the mirror, even.
You know what it is?
You know,
a lot of times you're playing tug of war with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times,
and that's what I was
playing,
doing.
Your head and your heart are not, they're not in sync. They speak in different languages. Your head is telling you one thing, your heart is saying something else. You know, so sometimes, a lot of times we say in certain situations because of circumstances. Circumstances. Like under the circumstances,
yes.
I can't leave because they're taking care of this. I can't leave here. I can't move now because I won't. You know what I'm saying? And where another problem that we have, we give the devil too much damn credit. We give him too much credit, which is what he wants. So it's easy to say, oh, the devil did this. No, it don't be him. It be you. It be me. It be us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's who the battle was with. The person in the mirror, which was me. And so I had to give that up. I had to just bump heads with that person in the mirror. So who was me? So I'm fast forward to now. I'm so grateful that I am where I am. All the prayers, all the support, all of the, you know, oh my gosh. I like literally my, and we speak about how small the circle is, how literally there will be like 2-3, maybe not even a whole handful of people who are in your circle. And I am so grateful for, first and foremost, God. Second, you know, my close family members. But I got to mention on the show here, my sister Divas, DQ Palace, you know, for being my escape, for being my setting.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Everybody needs that. Everybody needs that little outlet.
You know we got you, girl.
So you can get that.
Yeah,
so you can get that, whatever that foul ground is going on in you, whatever. So you can take that shit up and get it out of there. Like, everybody needs something. Male, female, you know what I'm saying? I know for the males that are listening, don't let y'all even tell you y'all don't need nobody. You don't need nobody to talk to or somebody to jump to. Like, everybody
but you
needs
do.
That.
Mm-hmm. And don't be ashamed.
For the first time in my life, someone said to me today, and I'm so grateful that today is Diva Wednesday. Someone said to me, it was a male today. He said to me, I need you. I need you. And you need me. unconditionally, no strings, none of that. I need you and you need me.
And I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, where do I go with this? What do I think?
I put it in, I put it in my Savior's hands.
That's a strong statement. That's a strong statement. It is. That's a very strong statement. And I'm just praying for you.
I pray
everything.
Y'all not.
You know.
Amen.
Everything that's within God's seed. I pray that it all happens to you. You know, according to God's plan for you. Definitely.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Thank you, Deepa.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah. That is strong. You know, because it's crazy. Because a lot of times we don't be knowing what we need. We don't know the difference between a need and a want. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I pray for discernment. Mm. I pray for discernment. You know why
Correct.
We need that? Because
Correct.
We have to know the difference. That's what discernment is.
I was
going to
bring this up.
I need to know the difference.
Dons and Divas, prior to us doing this show on Wednesdays, most times, I'm going to say, most times, at least 75% of the time, we do this. We have a prior conversation before the show, bring up a topic, whatever, what we're going to do, what we're going to say. But there are so many times that we just don't. Regardless, we're going to chop it up. We're going to make it happen. It's GQ Palace. It's Diva Wednesday, period, point blank, Love Fantasy. However, oh my gosh, I was thinking earlier, I was like, okay, good topic, difference between wants and needs, fantasy and reality. It's real. It's real.
Right. But, you know, I think people get confused between the want and the need, though. You know, I think there's a little bit of confusion with it because, you know, I feel, and, you know, some might agree, some might not, you know, but I feel that when you're going through life and everything's according to God's plan, and you hope that it is, you know, that, you know, when I was growing up, it was kind of like I felt like only person that I need is God, you know. I want to have good relationships with my family, my friends, you know. And this was, you know, before I got married, you know, and experienced that love connection in that direction. But I had been dating and stuff, you know, for so long and unhappy for so long that it was, okay, well, I need to be with someone. And then finally it hit me and it was like, I need God. I need his guidance. Mm. I need his protection. I want to be in a healthy relationship with someone that loves me flaws and all. I want to be with the person that God sends to me and has designed for me. But I don't need it. I want it. I need God's approval to be able to function and move and navigate through this thing called life. I need that, you know, but the relationships are want, you know. That's of the flesh. Just for me.
Right.
You know, and then as I got, you know, married and, you know, started going through the, you know, the whole marriage life, you know, things are different, and it allows me to say that I need God to still be head of my household and order my steps. I need him to be involved, because without him being involved, the relationships that I have, they're null and void, you know, but I need him to still
absolutely.
Be right there.
Yeah.
So I definitely get it. I definitely get it, and I understand, you know, and it's, I'm happy for you. You, your new teeth, your new glasses, your new contacts, the new you. I hear you.
Your new shit, girl.
Yes, this is just season, right? This is just season. How you feel?
Ew, I feel great.
This is just
and
season.
And I'm still celebrating 50. I'm celebrating 50 until I turn 51. So, yes, I'm still accepting
gifts,
prayers,
yes.
blessings, you know, everything, Cash App, like literally I'm accepting just big up anything. I'm accepting even negative
because it's going to turn into a positive anyway, because that's where I am in mind, heart, spirit, body, and soul. That's where God has me right now. And I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sis.
So grateful.
Celebrate that, girl.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah. Ew. Ew.
Okay. Yeah, so that's important. So the knowing what you want and knowing what you need. We need air. We need water. You know what I'm saying? We need those things. And like Storm was just saying, everything else is a want, but on that same interim, you have to understand what your love language is. You have to, that is so important to understand what your love language is, because people have different love languages. You have to know what yours is. You have to know what yours is. And then once you start sharing spaces with other people, then you'll have to tap into what theirs is, because sometimes they just might not match. They might not touch. You understand what I'm saying?
You're going to kiss them forward. You're going to kiss them forward.
Yeah, hello? My love language could be shopping. I like to shop. That's what makes me happy. You know, I like to gamble. That could be another love language of mine. Another love language I have is reading. I like to read. I like quiet time, you know. The love language. You have to know what your love language is. You know, people don't really understand that. People really don't understand what you're so busy trying to please your other person or the other, you know, entity or whatever, till you lose what yours is. You don't know. You start losing yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's the key.
You lose yourself.
Trying to please other people.
You're just trying to please somebody else. Then what about you? Then you're angry. Then you're bitter. Then you're, you know, because you didn't put your love language forefront. You have to put yourself, you have to have your feet planted, and you have to be grounded in order to extend yourself to anybody else.
That's right.
It's going to be chaos.
Amen for that.
It's going to be chaos. And that's period.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm trying to
move my Amen.
Little jacket. I got to add a few things. Like you said, we need God. We really can't do anything. We need him now more so than ever. You know, we're going into this AI where we're going to have the robots replacing people and all kinds of things like this thing. We got to start speaking life again. People are not speaking life anymore.
Right.
People are only speaking status. Those are different. You know?
That's right. Because I'm going to tell you, even as people, as we go through this thing, I'm in the car, guys, so just bear with me. But as we go through this thing called life, like I know, just a little off topic, but like say my church, Unity Baptist Church, we had Pastor Dr. Marvin Dozier, the late great. He was, you know, our pastor for many, many years, and we searched, you know, for different pastors, and we finally have a pastor now, Pastor Mark Thompson. He comes from the Bronx, a younger generation, you know. Pastor Mark, First Lady Lisa, you know, both very educated, you know, and I have to say I'm excited to see where the church is going with his leading, you know, with his leadership. I'm excited, you know, because I believe that a lot of what we're missing nowadays is you don't have to be in the church to be within the church, but I feel like a lot of the things that's going on, it would help, you know, to be able to teach and communicate with other people and fellowship with other people, come together, you know, and just start bringing that back into our household, you know, because I feel like sometimes we fall short of it, and a lot of the households are missing it. And I can't wait to see what he has in plan, you know, through God, obviously, as he continues to order his steps. But I can't wait to see, because I know Trish, I think it's C4, a corner store. They're definitely a younger generation, you know, younger generation. And I'm excited. You know, I like it. I see how, like, they're reaching out, getting people into the churches, you know, and that's important, you know. I see a lot of people going to their church, so definitely shout out to them and what they're doing, you know, over there. And I can't wait to see it. Like, I can't wait to see the vision.
I've been to their church a few Sundays. His name is Milton Van out at Jefferson Temple in Cutchogue. He's another young pastor that's bringing people in. Yes. His name is Milton Van.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. So, you know, I really can't wait, because, you know, it's different for us. I know at Unity Baptist Church, it's different for us. And I know that as we transition in for our church, but I'm also excited for other churches as well. You know, so definitely I'm excited just to be able to get that back into our households and start bringing family together and worshiping together versus just coming together for funerals and all that stuff, you know, family reunions. Let's bring them back before then, you know? So I know it was off topic, but I just felt it to say it, but, you know.
No, there's no such thing as off topic when it comes to GQ Palace. It is what it is. We speak about everything. Love, fantasy, family, politics. We speak about it all, so it's definitely not off topic.
Rachel's teeth and her new contacts, her new glasses. I'm still stuck on the teeth. I'm just so stuck.
Are you going to give a shout out to your doctor?
Let us know. I want some teeth. I'm going to give a shout out to the doctor later.
However, let me listen. I was so afraid to go to the dentist. Time is of the essence, so we're going to go real quick. And the divas be telling me.
Oh my God!
Faster.
Is it already? Oh my God!
Yes, it's 8:53. So really quick, your health. Pay attention to, you know, everything you feel that doesn't feel right. My teeth. Let me tell you all. The front, you know, all of the front and a few of the backs, they look good. They feel good. But I went through a lot. And it's important to pay attention to your health. Fast forward, rewind, whatever. I have contacts, like I said, now. I have contacts. I have trifocals. Now, you know, we used to see bifocals, thick glasses and that line, all that stuff. Yeah, you don't see any lines. You don't see any lines in these new glasses that I have. And I have two pair. And I'm talking about $600 per pair. I got two pair right now. And I do have the older pair, you know, the older ones, three or four pair, four or five, maybe even six pair of the older ones. They all of them I can see in. Teeth. I lost my chompers. I didn't lose them. Someone was jealous and threw my false teeth, or, you know, my flippers. You know, they're, when you see these little young models, 5, 6 years old, they have these big, beautiful teeth, these beautiful teeth. They're called flippers, okay? Now, I have a pair of flippers right now, and I have a pair of what they call false teeth. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of them. I'm so super excited.
Veneers.
I'm talking it all. I have it all right now. I'm so grateful for it. Make sure your health insurance is up to par. And if it's not, there's such thing as Medicaid, New York Medicaid, North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever you are, there's such thing as Medicaid. I am not. I'm not embarrassed to, you know. Right now, I'm working a full-time job, a few jobs. And anyway, fast forward, I'm so grateful that
My teeth are on point. Yes, I'm going to post on my page. I'm going to post on my page. My mouth looks beautiful, smells beautiful. My eyes, I can see now. I could drive. I could do anything I need to do. Your health is important. Your health is important. Mental, physical, emotional, all of that.
That's a fact.
I'm 50 years old. And all right. I'm passing on the mic. Reach out to me.
Yeah.
If you need advice. And yes. I'm passing on the mic.
Yes, indeed. Again, this is your girl, Miss Mo Better. And we appreciate y'all for chopping it up with us on a weekly basis, you know. Tell a friend. Tell a friend that the number is 319-527-6761. Y'all holler at your girls. And on that note, I am chucking up the deuces.
All right, so I'm in the car. It's your girl Storm, real quick. Happy birthday to Javea, Arkita's daughter. Her birthday is this weekend. We'll be chopping out with her. She's a ball in the building on Saturday. Check us out. We'll be in the building. GT Palace will be there, so check us out. With that being said, have a blessed and safe week. God bless everyone.
Happy birthday to my first love, Snoop.
You know what? I can't. Of course. I can't. I love.